community itself. We are being joined right now by someone from Transport Services, Clive Lippert. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Glad to hear that. So we're here to discuss a few things for parents mainly, so they have an understanding, but also for students, especially newbies. They don't know what's happening first years. I mean, we like to tease them about the fact that, you know, they have to pay R2 to get to lower campus, all that kind of stuff. So firstly, what times do the JAMI services run?
Okay, so the JAMI shuttle services start at 6:15 in the morning. The services start at 6:15 in the morning, and it runs through till 6 a.m. The next morning.
Okay, and that's for all routes?
That is for all routes, yes.
Okay, all right. And how many buses are operational at any given time for the routes?
Okay, so we've got a fleet of 28 buses plus 4 Quantums.
Mm-hmm.
And basically we operate the service up until 6 o'clock with those buses. And then after 6, we run a skeleton service, which takes us up to midnight. And then from midnight, we've got the overnight service starting from 1 a.m. Through till 5 a.m.
Okay, all right. And so if students want to find out more information about the timetables, where can they do that?
Okay, the students can go onto the UCT website and they will see all the timetables for all the different services that's being operated.
Okay, all right. So they can find for the different routes. I know there's a res loop and an anti-clockwise route, and then Liesbeek, and what, there's a Claremont, is there?
Okay, so we've got 14 routes in total. So you're right, we've got the interchange services operating from Claremont,
mm-hmm.
Mowbray, and then, of course, the routes from the different regions that we're operating from.
Okay, and how many stops can you expect from those? Because those are obviously the routes, and there's stops along the way.
Okay, so basically when the buses leaves either Claremont or the residences, the next stop would be at Tugwell.
Tugwell.
And then Tugwell up to Upper Campus, either North Stop or West Stop.
Okay, and so speaking of Upper Campus and Lower Campus, what other, because we have satellite campuses as well, where do the JAMIs reach?
Okay, so we go up to Eating Campus.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we actually also operate from.
Okay, all right. So it's Upper Campus. I know there's one from Lower Campus to Middle Campus. Is that still running?
That is correct. We've got, that's a new service that was introduced.
Mm-hmm.
So that service starts also operating basically 24 hours.
Okay, all right. And so earlier on you mentioned that in the fleet of 28 JAMIs that you have 4 Quantums. So what services do you offer for special service, disability students, things like that?
Okay, so the disability department, that's a separate department, and they have their own vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So if there are any disabled students, they would obviously get in contact with the disability department,
mm-hmm.
to make arrangements to you know, for them to be picked up. Two of our vehicles, however, are fitted with wheelchair lifts.
Mm-hmm.
So those vehicles are being operated from Tugwell to Upper Campus.
Okay, so the main route, basically.
That's correct, yes.
All right, perfect. Is there anything else you want to add that freshers might need to know?
Look, it's important for students to have their student cards with them, because that basically gives them access mm-hmm. onto the vehicles at all times.
All right, perfect. So if you are a first-year student, you know that thing they give you on a lanyard. Make sure that you always carry that around you, with you. Buses are operational from 6:15 in the morning.
That's
and end up at midnight.
Midnight, and then beyond midnight, we've got the service operating until 5 a.m. in the morning.
Okay, all right. And if you are in an instance where you do need a special service, be sure to let the disability unit know, or any other service that you know of. We're going to chat to Don Smith from CPS in a moment. Thank you very much, Clive, for joining us. If you are just tuned in, we are broadcasting live from Sarah Bartman Hall. So if you